Chapter 27. On that day, the Lord will punish with his sword that is cruel, great, and strong, Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, the coiled serpent, and he will slay the dragon that is in the sea. On that day, the pleasant vineyard, sing about it. I, the Lord, am its keeper. I water it every moment. Lest anyone harm it, night and day, I guard it. I am not angry, but if I were to find briars and thorns, in battle I should march against them. I should burn them all, expunging and expelling. I should strive against them, carrying them off with my cruel wind in time of storm. In days to come, Jacob shall take root. Israel shall sprout and blossom, covering all the world with fruit. Is he to be smitten as his smiter was smitten, or slain as his slayer was slain? Or shall he cling to me for refuge? He must make peace with me. Peace shall he make with me. This, then, shall be the expiation of Jacob's guilt, this the whole fruit of the removal of his sin. He shall pulverize all the stones of the altars like pieces of chalk. No sacred poles or incense altars shall stand. For the fortified city shall be desolate, an abandoned pasture, a forsaken wilderness, where calves shall browse and lie. Its boughs shall be destroyed, its branches shall wither and be broken off, and women shall come to build a fire with them. This is not an understanding people, therefore their Maker shall not spare them, nor shall he who formed them have mercy on them. On that day the Lord shall beat out the grain between the Euphrates and the Wadi of Egypt, and you shall be gleaned one by one, O sons of Israel. On that day a great trumpet shall blow, and the lost in the land of Assyria, and the outcasts in the land of Egypt, shall come and worship the Lord on the holy mountain in Jerusalem.